ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
It is time.
Yep. Good morning.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Whew.
It's Monday. We made it through the weekend. We're here.
Yep. It was a short weekend. I wanted a longer weekend.
Yeah.
I wanted a longer weekend.
You feel that?
Yeah.
Although we did rub elbows.
We did.
Over the weekend, you and I, sir.
We rubbed elbows.
Elbow rubbing with the big wigs in the city.
That's right. When you stand too close to people, you rub their elbow.
Yeah. I never understood that. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why? All right.
I think so. I think that's what it is. I made that up, but I think that's what it is.
We stood pretty close to some people, man.
We did.
It's a lot. The Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce Gala. Is it Gala? I believe it's
gala,
always pronounced Gala.
Gala.
Gala. Golem.
Gollum.
Gala.
Gala.
Gala?
Yeah.
Gala.
I don't know.
I always said gala. Is it a gala? I don't know.
Doug, what do you think?
Doug doesn't know. Are you kidding me?
Here, you know what? There's an easy way to do this.
Oh, okay.
There's the internet.
Yeah.
The internet says gala.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Or gala.
That doesn't help at all!
Yep, either one.
You know who would know? I bet you Matthew would know.
I bet he knows.
Smart. Good morning!
Good morning, Stack Radio. This is Matthew from Albuquerque. What's up, everyone?
What's up?
It's Monday.
Not much. Hey, you know what, guys? How's your weekend?
Good.
Well, we went to a gala. Gala.
Gala gala.
Ooh, sounds like a lot of fun, guys.
Do you know how to pronounce it?
Gala.
It's a gala? It's a gala.
Hmm.
It's a gala.
I think it's
gala.
Just gala, gala, or something like that.
It was a gallon of fun.
Yeah.
That's true. That's what I say about everything. I mean, everything's a load of fun.
No.
Speaking of fun things this last weekend, for those of you out there that have known, I've announced previously before this last weekend about winter ball. Well, I didn't get asked out, so pretty much I didn't go this last weekend. So.
Oh, come on!
Come on, man!
But you know what? There's a good thing is because I'm going to Best Buddy's Prom in March.
Best Buddy's Prom!
I'm the club director, so I literally have to go, you know, something set up and... Yeah. By MCing or something.
Right.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, this dance is the Best Buddy's Prom is like one for 10, one ticket for $10, two tickets for 15. It's not that bad, so.
Oh, it's not that bad,
it's a lot cheaper. Volcano Vista, they charge $15 per ticket. For most dances, prom, for the regular prom, you have to be a junior or a senior to attend, it's like $20 per ticket. It's like $40 for two people. It's like very expensive.
Is that fun?
Good old prom.
Yep. You guys remember prom?
I never went. I was never asked.
Ooh.
I waited around. Because girls are supposed to ask the guys at prom, right? And so I just never went because nobody ever asked me.
That's too bad. Well, yeah, I mean, that's okay. I mean, a lot of people don't go. Like, I don't see. My friend didn't go this last weekend either. He was sick. Poor guy. I think he has food poisoning, but at least he's doing better
sick.
Now.
I was always healthy, just waiting at home wearing my tux.
Never, a girl never asked him.
I was waiting
He waited every year, and he never got asked.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad.
What should he have done? What should he have done differently, Matthew?
Well, generally, guys, for homecoming and prom, it's usually the guys.
No,
I
don't know.
Really?
Not what my mom said.
I don't know.
My mom said differently. My mom told me that's why nobody ever.
Well, sometimes it's a little bit different for a lot of guests. Like, I didn't find this out, guys. It's a lot of the freshmen. So my cousin Brittany, who's a senior last year, told me that winter ball is a Sadie Hawkins dance, which is, you know, in our English language, it means literally a girl is supposed to ask the guys. That's literally the only dance a girl is supposed to ask you out to.
Literally.
For prom, generally it can go either way for any dance. Like a guy can ask a girl or a girl can ask a guy. I mean,
gotcha.
It's really, you know, not a big deal. I mean, it can go either way, but really the guy is supposed to ask the girl.
We found information for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Sadie Hawkins literally means...
Literally, it does.
Girl mean. Of...
Dance. In which female students invite and pay for male students.
But that's not
literal...
Oh,
and pay.
literal translation.
The literal trans. No, look, Sadie Hawkins dance is usually a less formal dance sponsored by high school, middle school, or college in which female students invite. Technically, he's right.
Oh, okay.
Sadie Hawkins dance. That is what that is.
They're wanting to look at my password wallpictures. Oh. On my website, and they're on the website. And you know, Steve-O, there's quite a tab on there. I know it's
Matthew. Matthew. Doug said he was going to hack your website and take it down.
Oh no! Like Chipotle this weekend.
Yeah. Doug said he was going to hack your website.
Yeah.
Doug, if you're looking at the guys right now through a glass window and they're being crazy, just shake your head no at them. And trust me, I think they'll go. I think Doug is right. Doug would never do that. I know Doug's a very trustworthy guy. He would never do
so
that.
So trustworthy.
Doug,
speaking
don't
of trustworthy
you do
people,
it, man.
We
you
got
do
your
it.
Song request in for today. I'm so
you
excited.
You know what, guys? It's Monday.
It's Monday.
And you know what? I got to hand it to you. There is a DECA member out there. I'm giving my weekly DECA shout out
weekly
to.
Weekly DECA shout out to Bill
going
Peterson.
To Brian said. Martinez.
Bill
Brian
Peterson.
Martinez.
He wants to hear Foster the People, Pseudo Logica Fantastica.
All right.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Have a great day. Remember,
yeah,
as always, it's
great
good
to be a hawk. Oh, great. It's great. It's good.
It is great
it's
to be a hawk.
It's good. It's good, guys. It's great. It's Monday. I need some wake-up juice. And some good music.
Yeah.
We got that. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ow.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Booyah! It's time for breaking news.
Welcome to it.
I like doing the breaking news.
Me too!
I like breaking it. Breaking it down. Breaking
down,
that news, breaking that news all the way down so everybody knows what's going around. Maybe it's a virus or just a disease. Doug, won't you hit him with the music now, please? Wicked Doug, Doug, the Doug, Doug, the Doug, it fresh. Doug, Doug, the Doug, Doug, the Doug, it fresh. Doug, we got this.
Yes.
Do you see how you and I could be like the ultimate DJ team and then Steve-O could be our guest rapper, hype
Ooh,
man guy?
I'm down with that.
He would come in with like the hard verses that really, they were reflective.
Yeah.
You know? And like not for children.
Yeah.
Not that it would be like, man, everything's cool until Steve-O comes out there and he drops that real knowledge. And then you leave and you're considering a second mortgage because you're like, maybe I could do this to further my education. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
It's time for breaking news.
Sup?
Today is February 9th, 2015. It's a Monday. Bummer. It's okay though. We're gonna get it. We're gonna start this week off
a
strong.
New week.
It's a new week.
New week, guys.
It's a new chance to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And do neat stuff.
Neato.
That's what happens
Neato
with every...
Neato Torpedo, that's what I say every Monday.
Neato Torpedo. We got one promise for you guys here at this show. It's going to be super neato.
Yeah.
That's our campaign slogan. Speaking of campaigns, Obama sees religion as a key tool against extremism. This is being reported from CNN. How President Obama discusses the fight against ISIS, pointedly refusing to call it a war on Islam or a religious war, has led to consternation and criticism from many conservatives, but it was a comparison he drew at the National Prayer Breakfast on Thursday that is receiving the latest criticism, proving just how potent language can be, particularly when it comes to religion and war. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I haven't.
I don't think I have either. Thank you, Doug. Pundits and politicians said the president offended Christians by comparing them to terrorists. And what happened was he made a comment about, like, the Crusades. I know my boy Bill Peterson heard this comment because he's been doing some research on the Crusades.
Gotcha.
He says, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ. Obama said, condemning the hijacking of Islam by ISIS and challenging Americans to see extremism in the past.
Okay.
So I could see where that would be divisive. It is funny how we were talking about this last night. Our buddy Jake, he taught yesterday, or he had a message, and we were listening to it. And he said a word that, since I'm from the South,
right,
I had a negative connotation with it.
Yeah.
Because it's been abused. But not out here. Out
right,
here,
so
it was like,
was
yeah,
like,
totally.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to like go, wait, why? What am I? Why am I attaching a negativity to this? That doesn't make sense. And I had to go back and rethink it.
Yeah, he was talking about God's justice and restitution.
Yeah, And sometimes things get taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Because of history. And so I totally had to gut check. So I see what's happening, because anytime you bring up the crusade, but then I know Franklin Graham had a pretty pointed response.
Really?
To this.
Ooh.
Too. Because he talked about how Jesus didn't go around, he wasn't like a military,
yeah,
you know, person. I don't know. Anyway, Obama's in hot water again. Who knew? Right? In other news, 3 Mondays, 3 straight snowstorms bury the Northwest. I just looked at my Twitter feed, and our friend Rachel that lives in New York, she said, woke up to the sound of ice pelting my window. And that's exactly what's going on. In fact, she lives in New York, but in Boston, Boston Logan International Airport has canceled most flights due to the snowstorm. That's right, another week, another snowstorm. It won't relent. It keeps happening. CNN reports this is the continuing story of the winter of 2015. Boston is in the crosshairs again, but winter storm warnings are in place across large portions of the Northeast, including Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Mm. The National Weather Service forecasts 12 to 16 inches of snow by the time the storm ends Tuesday. Mm. For upstate New York, the numbers are 8 to 14 inches. Wow. Schools in parts of the Northeast, including Boston, will be closed Monday and Tuesday. This is a big deal because they never close school because of snow in the Northeast, ever. And then all those people move down to Nashville, or they move out here, you know, and we get like 1 inch of snow, and everybody's like, no! Yeah.
Especially we get made fun of by DJ Bossman Dan regularly.
Regularly. He's from Idaho.
Yeah.
The pit.
Half an inch on the ground. It's like, oh, man, got it. 2 hour delay, guys.
2 hour delay, and he's like,
can't drive in this.
You know what though? If it snowed like it did a week or so ago, when it was snowing and it was beautiful, but the roads were okay, mm-hmm. I'd take that. You could do that all winter, and I'll be stoked
all
about
day
it.
Or day.
That would be great. 2 other storms have hit the Northeast in the past 2 weeks, closing airports, canceling classes, creating mountains of snow along cleared roadways. I'm tired of it, said Boston University freshman Cameron Barkin, who had missed 3 days of class because of the storms. I usually like snow, but this is just a little much. So that's the basic, that's the feeling in the Northeast. So if you get down, remember, at least you're not dealing with 3 feet of snow every day.
Yeah, dude.
Think about it. North Korea tested what it described as a new type of cutting-edge anti-ship missile, with its leader Kim Jong-un pictured beaming at the launch. As shown in state media on Saturday, CNN reports some analysts are saying North Korea's touted missile appears to be Russian-designed. Oh, no. The announcement of the test also occurs just weeks before the annual joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises that annually draws colorful rhetoric and promises of catastrophe from Pyongyang, or however you say the capital of North Korea. The test firing took place in the EC, and the North Korean media boasted that its, quote, intelligent rocket precisely sought, tracked, and hit the enemy ship after taking a safe flight.
Wow.
They're always bragging about their missiles. Who knows? I hope they don't actually cash in on a threat one day. And then everybody's like, dang it, we should have never put the interview out.
Oh, all because of Seth Rogen and James
Seth Frank. Rogen! How could you do this? Quit mumbling!
Ugh.
In other news, CNN Money reports that HSBC, the global banking giant, for years it's catered to a motley crew of weapons dealers, tax evaders, tin pot dictators, and celebrities, using its private Swiss arm to shield accounts worth more than $100 billion. Documents obtained and analyzed by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists reveals how HSBC used the secretive Swiss banking system to conceal the identities of account holders and, in many cases, help depositors avoid paying taxes. I just want to know why they didn't reach out to me, because I would have loved to avoid paying taxes.
Yeah, dude, we're like 10,000-aires.
Yeah, come on, man, I'm 1,000. I'm 100-aire. I'm 100-aire, Doug. You know what I'm talking about. Whenever me and Doug go out and do our rap shows,
yeah,
that's what we call them, the rap shows. People love it.
Yeah.
And we get paid in tens of dollars.
Man.
It's incredible.
That's crazy.
I know. And people say, they say, Matt, how do you keep your head on straight? How do you stay so down to earth? And I'm just like, look, man, you just got to remember what's important.
Yeah.
You put the money in the duffel bag. And then you get out of there.
Speaking of money, did you hear about this new Monopoly set that's crazy?
No.
Oh, man. Monopoly is releasing an 80th anniversary Monopoly set. We've got to talk about this coming up.
All right.
So far, it's only in France, but select boxes are going to be using real money.
I did hear about this.
Like, you can buy one and hope and pray that you got the lucky one. Because if you use all real cash, there's about $23,000 in
it. All real cash. Treat yourself.
Dude. But they're all going to be the same price. Some are going to have, the 50s were real. Oh, the 20s were real.
What is the French ones. Currency?
Euros, right? Do they rock
yes.
euros?
Yes, they do. Okay.
So it's 20,580 euros.
Or no, it's the franc.
Or about $23,650
Hang on,
dollars, American dollars. It's a euros, bruh.
France, current. Euros. I think they might use both. Let's see here.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely euro or the CFP franc.
Booyah. Yeah, I'm hoping that makes its way to America.
Good grief. Yeah, I think they take both.
Could you imagine?
I believe when we went to France, we got to go to Paris. We were super blessed.
You saw Paris?
I seen her.
You saw France?
No. Yeah, I did.
You told me it was under Paris.
Ah, it was Doug! It was Doug! Don't tell anybody. Local news, okay? I'm going to start off with something that's not so negative.
Oh, okay,
because
good.
Let me just read you the quick headlines in Albuquerque local news. Woman stabbed 20 times, accused attacker gets plea deal. Oh. APD investigates shooting near Manal in Washington Northeast. Oh. One killed in Albuquerque crash. TGI Friday's victim's brother, family had doubts. Abortion bill banned, late-term abortions require parental ... Those are just the... Those are the quick headlines, so I'm starting with one that didn't seem so extreme.
It's good.
But it's still negative, because it's an Albuquerque headline. Sunzia project grinds to a halt. Now, what is this?
Sunzia?
Halt. Not halt. Halt.
Yeah, they halted it.
They did.
They halted it.
It's a project that could bring millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to New Mexico. It's been brought to a standstill. State Land Commissioner Aubrey Dunn has delayed the SunZia electrical transmission line project for 60 days. That's 2 months for the layman. The announcement was made by U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. It is my pleasure to announce the final approval of the record of decision on behalf of the Bureau of Land Management for the SunZia transmission line. About 2 weeks ago, the Bureau of Land Management approved the transmission line. It's a multi-billion dollar project that would carry renewable electricity in New Mexico across Arizona to be sold to the West. Nice. Project could bring 25,000 construction and permanent jobs over the next decade, as well as $277 million in wages and salaries. The issue is we didn't have enough time to evaluate the material, Dunn said, and she put the brakes on the project. 90 miles of the transmission line is on state land. Dunn said his off... I guess that's a dude. I've been saying it's a girl. Dunn said his office is only being offered $8 per acre each year for use of the land. He said that only works out to $43,000 per year, which isn't nearly enough. It's 10 stories high, and how much it's going to affect, I think it would be important to make the lease rates return what we're losing. He says he's in the project for the long haul. He said the project won't go anywhere until his office approves it.
Hmm.
So that's a bummer.
All right.
Sounds like he was getting jipped.
Thanks, Aubrey. Matt.
Yeah.
Not you, other Matt.
Matt Howerton, you of KOAT Channel 7 fame and fortune. What's your life like? What are your dreams? Matt, his picture won't respond to me.
No, yeah.
Guys, I'm sad because seriously, when you read the Albuquerque headlines, they're awful.
They're all very sad.
They're
right
all
now.
Sad.
We were just hanging out with some fun Albuquerque people this weekend. For the gala.
We
gala,
had a
gala. Gala.
The
gala.
The gala, gala, gala. I don't think gala is a real one.
I think it's gala.
Yeah, I think it's gala.
Oh.
Maybe that should be our question of the day. Which one is correct? Guys, the best thing I've ever seen is this next story.
Oh.
It's not the best thing I've ever seen. But this comes out of Brazil.
Okay.
So you've got like crazy headlines from the U.S., and then you've got really sad headlines from Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And then you've got these fantastic, crazy headlines from all around the world that are incredible. The only place this could happen in the United States is Florida.
Oh, okay.
Because it's that crazy.
Yeah.
Here we go. Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Mm.
CNN reports about the craziest prison break that I've ever heard of. Call it a prison break that left little to the imagination, if you will. Two women dressed in skimpy police officer costumes allegedly showed up at a prison in Brazil's interior Mato Grosso state on Thursday. The women talked guards into letting them inside and seduced them, spiking their drinks in the process.
Gosh.
And then, what happened next is what one might expect when strangers in lingerie appear unannounced at your workplace.
I can't believe... Okay.
You're going to wake up the next morning, handcuffed and naked, with little recollection of the night before.
Wow.
And that's exactly what happened. Also, 26 prisoners escaped from the prison.
God.
Doug, this is a movie.
Straight up out of the movies.
This is a movie story.
This is a James Bond story.
Are you hearing this?
That's how it begins.
These ladies seduced the officers, and then they woke up the next morning handcuffed and naked, and there were prisoners that had escaped.
26 prisoners escaped in Brazil.
A spokesman for the Justice Secretariat of Mato Grosso, which oversees prisons, confirmed to CNN that officials found bottles of spiked whiskey and a pair of provocative police-themed costumes next to the handcuffed guards who were passed out. 11 of the inmates had been recaptured by Sunday, but the rest of them had not. Wow.
Yeah.
The director of the prison had also been held, in addition to the two guards that were duped. Even though the director was not involved in the encounter and subsequent escape, he was asleep on the premises when it occurred.
Man.
Nothing like this has ever happened, he said, the spokesman guy. Novo Mutum is a small city. That's the little bitty town where this happened. People haven't talked about anything else since it happened, especially since 15 prisoners are still out there. That's insane.
Yeah, crazy insane.
TurboTax has restarted e-filing of state tax returns after fraud concerns. Now, see, we were going to sign up for TurboTax the other day, and then I heard this story. And I was like, Don, wait, there's fraud going on. But I found out. It's not what I thought of.
Oh, okay, yeah, tell us.
People, well,
I've
CNN
used
Money
this service
reports
for like the last 5 years.
The popular TurboTax software restarted e-filing of state tax returns on Friday after temporarily stopping them because of reports of fraud. The company was concerned that criminals were using taxpayers' identity information, like a social security number, stolen from somewhere else to file fake returns via TurboTax and collect refunds.
Wow.
Especially in Minnesota and Utah, some taxpayers had logged into TurboTax and saw that a return had already been filed under their name.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And see, to me, I was like, well, Don, maybe we should get that. It sounds like it really works. People are using it to get tax returns that aren't even theirs. Let's do it.
Amazing.
That's what I'm going to do. Doug, before you go today, I need to ask you about your social security number. Is that okay?
Specifically, what is it?
Yeah, there's just one question. We'll get to it after the... If you could just write it down real quick, and then I don't even have to ask you. Just write down your social security number and then all your information. What?
Huh? What?
What's amazing? I'm just asking a friend for his social security number. That's just part of friendship. We promised the people a neato breaking news. That's pretty neato, if you ask me.
That's pretty neato.
It's pretty neato. And finally, there's a lady named Mary Bauer who just wanted to watch the Hallmark Channel. That's all she wanted.
Oh.
CNN Money reports instead, the 63-year-old from Illinois got a bill in the mail addressed to Super B-word Bauer.
Whoa!
That's right. That's after months of battling with Comcast to get her cable service fixed so she could watch her favorite channel. She said, wait, I need to get my glasses on because I don't believe what I'm seeing. And what she was seeing was Super B Bauer. So she's had it with Comcast.
Yeah.
And they called her a bad word on her bill.
Which is crazy because I read an article this weekend about how Comcast was promising to up their customer service skills. Because I guess they're ranking the worst in the biz.
Oh, here's why.
Yeah.
She said that she's been having trouble with her cable service since last April. She had called Comcast customer service hundreds of times. In fact, technicians came to her home about 39 occasions.
Whoa!
And it was eventually fixed. But on top of that, she didn't receive her bill in November. When it arrived, she found that her rate had jumped by $50. And she called to complain and was told that her two-year contract, which included the Hallmark Channel, that's all she wanted, people, had expired and the channel was now part of a more expensive package. She agreed to pay the higher rate. And when she finally got her bill on Wednesday, it was addressed to Super B Bauer.
Wow.
Oh, this is not a first for Comcast. Last month, the company sent a bill to Ricardo Brown addressed to... I can't even... Can I say that?
I don't think so.
Bad word Brown after he canceled his cable service. I can't even say abbreviations.
Yeah, that one's
bad. Wonder they're trying to pick it up. No, you know what's happening.
Wow.
There's one guy getting away with all this.
Oh, yeah, totally.
One guy, and he's like,
just one dude.
Oh, you going to call me hundreds of times for your Hallmark channel? I've got a nice greeting card for you. Here it is.
Oh, man. Crazy.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Yeah, Comcast has had among the worst customer service rankings in the nation, according to American Customer Satisfaction Index, topping only Time Warner Cable, a rival it's in the process of purchasing. Wow. In September, Comcast executive wrote on a company blog, "It will take years before it can honestly say that a great customer experience is something we're known for." I mean, maybe if they just use lighter cuss words, it would work out.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Well, that's it for your news. Let's take a look at traffic. Nothing to report on this untrustworthy map. Oh, except for that. Accident, two lanes are blocked. Rio Bravo Boulevard East at I-25. Watch out for that, guys. Also, road construction. San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. Again, there's an accident and two lanes are blocked. Rio Bravo Boulevard East at I-25. That's your look at traffic, because we got to be moving on to birthdays with our friend Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Did you write it down?
Yes.
Okay.
I tweeted it to you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I figured that would just be the best way. Secure way.
Bill Peterson sent me some information about the Crusades. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Today, February 9th, 2015, day 40, there are 325 days remaining in the year. First up, American country singer. Seven of his albums.
Travis Tritt.
Yes.
Yep, I knew
that. Wow.
I knew it. Goofy thing, but I just got, he said goofy in a song. That's what I'm talking about.
Travis Tritt.
Yeah, here's a quarter.
Call someone who cares.
55.
That's a good guess.
57.
Travis Tritt today is 52 years old.
What's that? It's a high quality MP3 right there.
Next up, a French electronic musician best known for being one half of the French house music duo Daft Punk.
Oh man.
Robot B.
Guy Manuel.
Okay. Nice. Chrissy would have known.
She would have known.
She's all stoked because the Crystal Method's going to be here for Valentine's Day. And I'm like, am I really going to have to spend Valentine's Day with glow sticks?
Man, Chrissy was so excited when that girl from 10,000 Maniacs sang last night.
Stop it.
It was
right
awesome.
Now.
She was so stoked.
Oh, man. Annie Lennox from the Eurythmics.
Yeah.
Yes. That was hilarious.
She sang that Marilyn Manson song, right?
Which is funny because last night she sang I Put a Spell on You, which was on the same record as their cover of Sweet Dreams.
I put a spell on you, Doug. Give me your social security number.
Give it. This dude's like 50, for all I know. I don't know. He's in a robot mask.
I think he's 60.
He's 41.
I was wrong.
Next up, American actor.
James Vanderbeek.
Nope.
Joshua Jackson.
Nope.
I'm thinking of Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Seventh Heaven. Is it one of the kids?
One of the youngest.
The youngest
boy,
kid.
I think.
What was
I think
his name?
Never seen the show.
The blind kid?
He was also Richie Rich in Richie's Christmas Wish.
And he was in Super 8.
And he was in Kingdom Hearts, the video game series.
Yes.
Nope.
I can't remember his name.
David Gallagher.
Okay. Yeah. You still haven't watched Super 8.
Oh, I want to kick you.
He was a kid? He was the youngest son on Seventh Heaven.
Okay.
This song sounds like the second theme song for Dawson's Creek.
Was he like 32?
Oh, man. Probably. I'd say he's 31.
He is 30 years old.
Ah, oh, close.
Charlie Day.
Yes.
Yeah!
It is Charlie Day.
Whoa! Spaceship!
Is that from Pacific Rim?
No, dude. He's in...
Spaceship!
He's the astronaut in the Lego movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's always wanted to build a spaceship. And he's Art in Monsters University, just the legs guy.
Yes.
He's like, oh, hey, I'm Art.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Horrible Pacific Bosses, Rim. 1 and 2. He's a funny guy. This guy reminds me of Coon so much.
36.
Last episode of Always Sunny may have been his best episode.
Doug, you cannot endorse that show without giving me your social security number.
Check your DMs.
Got it.
Speaking of shows that you can't endorse, did anybody watch The Walking Dead Return?
Whoa! We'll talk about that in a minute. Doug, did you watch it?
Briefly.
Briefly?
Briefly?
Yeah. Briefly?
When we got home, it was like, oh.
Oh, there it is. How do you walk away from that?
Do you have it like recorded somewhere to watch somewhere?
I think I got most of what I needed to get.
Doug!
Yeah. No.
Stop it. Well, no. We'll talk about this in a minute.
Okay.
Charlie Day is 34.
36.
He is 39.
Oh.
Next up, an American actor, comedian, musician known for playing tough, volatile characters in a variety of genres. He is best known for a trio of films in which he co-starred with Robert De Niro that were directed by Martin Scorsese: Raging Bull, Goodfellas, Casino.
Ray Liotta?
Nope.
Joe Pesci?
Yes.
Nice. I didn't know he was a musician.
Apparently.
Is this
My
him?
Cousin Vinny? No, this is
He's in
from
the Lethal Weapon movies.
Yep. Home Alone 2.
Woo!
And 1.
Yep. For some reason on his Wikipedia, it only lists Home Alone 2.
Which is hilarious. He's 63.
67.
Today, Joe Pesci is 72 years
Whoa!
Old.
Whoa!
Why is he so old?
And the final birthday, an English actor known for playing the character of Loki.
Oh, Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
Yay!
Tom Hiddleston is awesome.
34. Tom Hiddleston is 36.
34 is correct.
He's done so much more than I ever will.
On two dates, on this day in what year the House of Representatives elected John Quincy Adams president after no candidate received a majority of electoral votes?
1802.
Which president? Say it again.
John Quincy Adams.
1806.
1825.
He was
fifth.
Oh, whoops.
John Adams was second.
Ow!
On this day in what year, daylight savings wartime went into effect in the United States with clocks turned 1 hour forward?
1912? Or would this be the Second World War?
You go first, I'll go second.
1942. 1942 is correct!
Yes. Nicely done.
Booyah.
Oh, there we are.
Good to know.
There we go.
That is good to know.
On this day in what year, the World War II Battle of Guadalcanal in the Southwest Pacific ended with an American victory over Japanese forces?
44, 45.
I
can't remember.
43.
Oh, it was 43. Okay.
On this day in what year, Senator Joseph McCarthy claimed he had evidence there were card-carrying members of the Communist Party in the State Department?
61.
59.
1950. This would cause the Cincinnati Reds to have to change their names from the Reds to the Red Stockings.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
The Beatles!
Wow. On this day in what year, the Beatles made their first live American TV appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Now, this was like 1961. I'm going to say 1960, actually.
1961.
1964.
Oh, well, shoot.
McCartney was on the Nerdist podcast in December, and he told, like, stories about how there was a guy right before they, like, pulled the rope open, that was like, are you guys nervous? And they were like, no. And he's like, well, you should be. There's 100 million people about to watch you guys play.
Amazing.
And your number one song for today.
What is this?
Wait for it.
I don't know this song.
Wait. You will.
Nope.
Is this Boy George?
It is.
Can we get to the chorus? Don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
Oh, God.
Karma Chameleon?
Yes.
I bet Bill knew this.
1984.
Billy Peterson studying the Crusades so he can have a Facebook crusade. Billy Peterson.
Did anybody watch the series premiere Better Call Saul?
I couldn't. I was watching Walking Dead and freaking out.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see. What'd you say? What year?
84?
Did.
83.
1984 is correct.
Yay!
Today is Clean Out Your Computer Day. It's National Bagel and Lox Day. It's National Toothache Day, and it's Read in the Bathtub Day.
Yay! I did that once with my iPad. Once. All right, iPad.
In the bathtub?
It's Read in the Bathtub Day.
That's
3 years ago this day, but I lost iPad 1.
Nah. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.A.D.
R.I.P.D. Guys, we got a good show today. It's Monday. Last week, we realized we didn't even do Mad Lib Monday.
We better do that today.
So we're going to do Mad Lib Monday. We're going to do a Grammy recap.
Yes.
I got a list of people that you would think had won a Grammy, and they never have.
It's going to be interesting. I don't know this list, so I'm excited to
the
see.
The Baja Men have won a Grammy. And we're going to see who hasn't won one. You're going to be blown away.
All right, there you go. Talk a little bit more about this Monopoly set being released with real money. That should be interesting.
And then Doug's going to give me his social security number, and I'm going to steal his identity.
We're
going to
test this TurboTax theory and do his taxes for us.
It's going to be great.
So, yeah.
Neato.
Torpedo.
Neato Torpedo.
That's how we do on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Oh, no!
Accident in studio.
Oh, no!
You accidentally brought good breakfast this morning, and I'm staring at a stupid cinnamon roll.
Whatever, dude. I wish I could eat that cinnamon roll.
I will trade you right now.
I can't do it.
Delicious cinnamon roll.
I've got a responsibility to a bunch of people that I'm a great acquaintance with to do this diet thing.
Stupid gym diet.
Okay.
I love hard-boiled eggs. I'll trade you 3 hard-boiled eggs for this delicious cinnamon roll.
No. Accident. 2 lanes are blocked. Rio Bravo Boulevard East at I-25. Also, we've got traffic lights out at Bridge Boulevard and 8th Street. So if you're over there, watch out. Those lights are out. Don't pretend like they're still on. You'll just have an accident.
Did God really say that if you ate 3 hard-boiled eggs, you'd feel better in your heart forever?
I don't think God said that at all.
Sure?
I think the diet people said that. That's how I know the difference.
I feel like the snake.
It's too late.
I'm the snake in the garden. I want your hard-boiled eggs.
That's fine. I am not going to give them to you. That's okay.
Great. Traffic
also,
brought to you by someone.
No, I didn't even get to say the construction because of your temptation. Gosh, snake. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue. Now you can say it.
I don't even want to anymore.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. Michael's here. He's got a beard. Go say hello to him.
Yeah, where they provide delicious cinnamon rolls for wonderful people who like to eat amazing food in the morning.
Woo.
Man, I bet you that hard-boiled egg tastes so good.
So good.
Solomon's Porch, right here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Proud of you, buddy. Proud of you. You've been rocking this diet like a champion.
Mm-mm.
You have been.
No, I have not.
Mostly.
I had a long weekend. It was good.
Stop it. You've been doing great. Oh, man. It is Monday. I'm playing the Rocky theme song because of your diet.
Yeah.
All the little gym heads who are going to be so happy with you for not succumbing to the temptation of this amazing looking cinnamon roll.
Oh, great.
You've already eaten one hard-boiled egg. I will trade you two hard-boiled eggs for this cinnamon roll.
I have to eat this stuff. I can't do that. There's nothing on your plate that I can eat.
I know, but come on.
I can't even eat the plate.
Who's going to know?
Maybe Doug.
It's Monday. It is 7:18. It is time for one of our favorite segments of the week. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
It's just another Mad Lib Monday. Those look so good. You're just gonna eat them in front of me
every day.
Such a jerk.
Every day. So good.
Mad Lib Monday. Welcome to Mad Lib Monday. Hang out with us, would you please? 505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Need some words from my peeps. We got a bunch on Facebook already. Dang.
Sorry, I'm eating my egg.
505-338-3700. It's 505-338-3700. Mad Lib Monday. Give us a call. I need an adjective.
Best.
Okay.
Yep.
Do we have a part of the body plural on Facebook?
Let me see. Pajamas.
That's not a...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. 505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Mad Lib Monday. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Are you up yet?
I'm just kidding. I'm a little groggy.
Why are you calling us when you're just waking up?
You need an adverb or something?
No, I need you to wake up and then call us.
Alright, see you guys.
Myers, stop it! It was Myers.
Did he hang up?
No, he fake hung up. Oh, he totally hung up!
It's okay, we got another call.
That was so Myers. Static!
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello!
We can hear you breathing. Okay, done. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 505-338-3700. You can also chime in on Facebook. We got a ton on Facebook.
We do. What else you need?
A noun.
Ooh, Grammy.
Okay.
I like it when people do themed posts.
Yes, that's good.
Like James says,
timely.
Lecrae, Grammy, eats, raps, best gospel album, awesome.
Okay. We need a type of food. Hard-boiled egg.
Cinnabon.
Oh.
That comes from Bill Peterson.
Okay.
Love you, Bill.
That was because it was the opening scene of Better Call Saul yesterday.
Ooh.
Which was at Cottonwood Mall.
Whoa.
Shout out to Cottonwood Mall. Static.
Up and at 'em, boys.
Hey. There you go.
Sorry about that.
Good morning.
Man, it's much better.
How are you feeling?
I can't believe you hung up on me.
I didn't hang up.
I totally knew it was you.
You didn't know it was me.
Yes,
I did.
I said, Myers, knock it off. And then
Whatever. You
hung up.
I was groggy. I'm sorry.
We missed you Saturday night.
Yep. Totally.
Whatever.
We
you guys
did.
Look like you were having the time of your life.
Yeah, I know. You should have been having the time of your life at our table.
The time of my life.
I need friends. I have no friends. I realize that I have zero friends.
Agreed. Wow, you're a jerk. Well, we were friends.
Yeah.
I need an adjective.
An adjective.
Yeah.
Flying.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's also a verb, but that's fine.
Yeah.
All right,
I gotta go flip some houses.
See there we go. All right.
Hey, have a good day, buddy.
Bye.
Oh. 505-338-3700. People keep hanging up on us.
Why you gotta call and hang up on me?
Why you gotta be so rude?
Why you gotta be so rude?
Don't you know I'm human too?
Don't you know I'm human too?
I need a place.
Let's sing songs and change the melodies. Doug, give me a song to sing.
Static.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Steve-O?
Yes, it is.
It's also Mateo.
It's both of us.
Oh.
Sorry, I'll get off the phone so you can just talk to Steve-O.
Hello? This is Steve-O.
Okay.
You calling in for Mad Lib Monday?
What?
Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah.
I need a place.
A place?
A place.
New York.
New York. It's perfect. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Ha! I listened to the whole thing. Got him.
Static.
Hello?
Hey.
Do you want to just talk to me?
Absolutely.
Yes. There you go. Go Gosh. Ahead. No, don't quit talking.
I need an adjective.
Adjective. Stanky.
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 Perfect. Thanks for the call. Oh, man. 505-338-3700. I need another adjective.
Okay. Shark bait.
Okay. I also need a part of the body.
Ooh, butt cheeks.
Okay.
Somebody wrote that on our Facebook.
Oh, gosh.
Casey.
Good job, Casey. 505-338-3700. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Man, we got so many more Facebookers today. It's
we
crazy.
Do. Everybody's rocking.
Adjective.
Thebes jumped into the mix. Vanilla.
Okay. Okay.
It's
okay.
A flavor, but it's also a description of music.
I like that. Mm. Okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number. If you'd like to chime in on this Mad Lib Monday. Static!
I'm calling for Mad Lib Monday. I'm going to talk to Doug, though.
Okay. Oh, just Doug. Just Doug. Just wants to talk to Doug.
I'm just kidding. This is Sherry from Paris.
Sherry from Paris. Hey.
Oh, Doug said no. Doug said he didn't want to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
What a jerk. We'll go. We'll take care of him. Don't worry.
Don't you worry. Okay, I'm gonna steal his identity.
Yeah, that's the plan.
It's pretty cool.
I know his social security number.
Oh, that's good.
Give it to me.
That's good.
I'll send it to you on Facebook.
Is it 17? I've got a feeling it's 17.
It's close.
Yeah
it's good.
I think so.
There we go. Sherry from Taharis, I need an article of clothing, plural.
Oh, socks.
Socks.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. How about you guys?
It was
fantastic.
Great.
I
had a good weekend.
Felt short.
That's great.
But, you know.
Yeah, I wanted it to be longer.
Yeah. Turns out it's only 2 days. It's weird.
No, I don't like it when it's longer, because then I miss you guys.
Oh, that's true.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We got to start missing people.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I need an adjective.
All right, let's see.
Got tons of comments.
Come here, little thing. Adjective. Lemon flavored?
Lemon flavored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Static.
Hey, is this Steve or Mateo?
Yes.
Yes.
What do you guys need?
I need a plural noun.
Plural noun. Cars.
Cars.
What's your name?
Jacob.
What are you going to be when you grow up?
Cars. Hopefully a soccer player.
Boom!
I think you got that. You know who else plays soccer?
Huh?
You know who else plays soccer?
Yeah, a lot of my friends at school.
Doug plays soccer.
That's right, our producer Doug.
He really does play soccer.
He still plays soccer.
What team?
We're still trying to figure out if he plays soccer or if soccer plays him.
The terrible one. What are they called?
What's your team called?
The Awfuls?
The Enemies?
The Terribles?
Yeah.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys. Doug plays for the Cowboys.
Doug plays for the Cowboys.
He says his favorite team is the Cowboys.
That's awesome. Perfect. Thanks for the call, Jacob.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the
Doug,
phone number.
Is it Red
I just
Sox?
Need a couple more.
Is that your favorite team, Red Sox?
Doug, I need a number. So let's go with the number of wins your soccer team has this season.
Boom!
Zero.
Big old okay. Zero.
All right. Just going to put in a big zero there. Okay.
Doug, don't give up. Is that your
don't
social security
up.
Number?
Don't
zero?
Ever give up.
That's
it.
The one?
Zero. Zero.
Did you see the way I tricked him?
I know.
God. Golly, man, dang, dude.
I only need two words. I need a verb.
Okay. Crusade.
Ooh.
The Crusades. That's a noun, but crusade. Verb.
Okay.
What okay. else?
I need a noun, and that's our final word for the day.
All right. Kanye.
Okay. Booyah.
Is it time?
It's time.
Time to read this thing.
I gotta get your music. Gotta get your theme song.
I bet that's Wooly.
Oh.
Is that Wooly,
calling
Doug?
Calling late.
Look at Doug in there talking. That's Wooly, isn't it?
No.
That's not Wooly?
It's too. We already got all the words.
No, it's okay. Let's see who it is. I wanna see who this is.
Alright.
They hung up. Who was it? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't even matter.
Secret agent. We want to thank Olivia and Sterling for giving us this Mad Lib. It's spy themed. We're going to continue. They didn't even call today.
They didn't.
Wanted a few good spies. Are you sneaky and best? Do you keep your eyes and pajamas open at all times to things going on around you? It's getting a little risque on the Mad Lib, guys. Can you take items like a piece of string, a cell phone, and a Grammy? Maybe some day-old Cinnabon and build a makeshift homing device to track a flying target?
Nice. Ooh, that worked out.
If so, then we want you to join our exclusive spy agency. We are hired out by the military, private corporations, and occasionally the mayor of New York to infiltrate a stanky enemy and steal plans, crack codes, or perform other shark bait duties as assigned.
Ooh, I like that.
Shark bait duty sound. That sounds like a suicide mission.
Yeah.
Like you're going to get, it's going to fail. You're set up for failure.
You're spies, man.
That's what happens. Although previous experience is not required, candidates who are fast on their butt cheeks when it comes to solving vanilla problems will be given top consideration. Mm. Are you fast on your butt cheeks?
That's
How
important.
Do you do that?
It's really important when you're a spy.
I feel like that's going to become a CrossFit exercise. Like, I'm going to go to the gym and they're going to say, what are we doing today? Butt cheek hops.
Ugh.
All the way across the gym in 5 minutes.
And you guys, like, pay for people to yell at you to do that.
Pretty cool, man. It's it's pretty cool. I don't want to talk about it. Spy gear, including a backpack of lemon-flavored gadgets and black socks, is provided.
That's good.
Starting salary is 0 cars a week. No cars.
No cars.
If you can move with the stealth of a 2-ton Kanye, then the job of a spy could be right for you.
Like
Crusade
it.
Today for an application.
Mm. That was good.
That was great.
Really good.
Doug, who's on the phone? Is that Wooly?
Calling up late? 505-338-3700 if you want to chime in, hang out with us on this Monday. Hello.
Hi, guys. It's Olivia.
Where were you all morning?
Boo. Boo.
Tried calling in the last word, but...
But Doug didn't let you do it, did he?
Oh, man. Producer Doug. Terrible. Well, Olivia, we're going to need a dissertation on why you failed to call in for Mad Libs on time.
Let's hear it.
They call, you know... We've done it the same time every week-ish.
Except for last week.
Except for last week when we forgot.
And
so,
all the other weeks we didn't do it.
Gonna need you to write a 40-page paper. Due in 17 minutes.
Olivia, you're in 6th grade, right?
Yeah.
What's the most homework you've ever had to do?
A research paper about C.S. Lewis.
Ooh, nice.
How many pages?
15 paragraphs, but...
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
So the 40-page dissertation shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, you got this.
It's going to
take you about a week to write it. But you can do it.
I've never been disappointed in you, Olivia, until today.
I'm not disappointed in you.
Just kidding.
I think you're great.
Yep. Maybe next time, just, I don't know, actually call us.
Don't listen to
him.
We know you're busy.
Sixth grading it up.
Yeah.
That's fine. Have a great day.
You guys, too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I can't believe you just told her you were disappointed in
She's
her.
In sixth grade. She can handle it.
Reality.
She's in sixth grade.
Reality
man.
Always hits at
it's
about fourth grade.
It's got to set in at some point. So,
it's when you're in fourth you know. Grade and you're hanging out and then some sneaky character comes up and says, hey, psst, hey. And you're like, what? What? And then they say, what grade are you in? And you say, I'm in fourth grade. And the world is my oyster. The world is a wonderful place, and I'm so happy about everything. Look
no
at that.
No one says that
Look at
in
that tree
grade.
Over there. I'm so happy about
no
it.
No one says that in fourth
this
grade.
Is my life.
Oh.
And then that guy says, hey, I'm in sixth grade.
Ugh.
Have you ever heard of cigarettes?
Okay.
And I said, I've heard of them. I think they're bad. And then he says, oh, no, they're super cool.
They
man.
Are not super cool, just, sixth grader. Get out of here, you idiot.
Just come meet me and my buddy at the merry-go-round.
Okay.
Recess.
Wow.
Okay. I'm just looking. I just see the innocence in people.
Speaking of bad influences, we're going to talk about the Grammy winners coming
up. Oh, gosh.
We got to talk about this.
We do have to talk about it.
Good. We got a list of the winners from last night in case you missed it. Also, your chance to score lots of cash.
Woo!
Not from us. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
The light starts in a dark place. The story of a car chase. And I've become a criminal. And fleeing from the scene. And being caught in a bad dream.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Looks like there's the hubbub over on 40 eastbound.
Oh no!
I know.
A hubbub!
It's not good. There's an accident. There's an accident ramp to I-20 ramp to I from 40 east at 4025. 59B. Not good. It's stacking up traffic 40 eastbound, so if you're getting on 40, like around Coors, expecting to just go hop over on 25 and go south or north, not happening. You're down to about 20 miles an hour, and I feel sorry for you, friend, because that stinks. Also, traffic lights are out, Bridge Boulevard at 8. We've got, an accident, Rio Bravo Boulevard east at I-25, and long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue northeast. How come it never shows the construction over on the west side? There's so much construction on the west side. It's crazy.
Bias against.
Just because you don't live on the east side of the river doesn't mean you don't exist.
Yeah.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Heyo!
Last night, the Grammys, music's biggest night. Sam Smith, ran away with it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He won his first Grammy, and he was like, stay with me.
Stay with me, Grammy. And then okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. They all decided to stay with him.
I'll all my friends. Friends.
He won. On so many.
That's how it goes, man. Grammys.
Yeah. Anyways,
big domestic violence thing going on.
Yes.
Cause for action against it, which I think is great.
Absolutely. The president last night addressed it at the Grammys.
Yep. And I think, at first I was like, gosh, he's all over everything. But then I thought, no, this is good because he's right. Artists have a unique power to speak truth. In a huge way.
Right.
Because music's such a universal language.
Well, and if you are the president and you want to actually get the word out, are you going to do a State of the Union address where mostly nobody's going to watch? Or are you going to go to, the Super Bowl, the Grammys, the most watched events in television?
I would watch the Grammys. Myself.
So you think he's going to be at the Oscars?
I'm sure there'll be something.
There's got to be something, right?
Yeah.
That was good. Katy Perry performed directly after there was a spoken word right before her word rightments.
And then there was a fantastic film that went around with the around.
Yes.
Shadow. You see that?
Shadow. Was pretty good.
Shadow.
Pretty good.
So, we got to the Grammy. So, spoiler alert. If you alert. I don't alert.
Well, this is the West Coast feed.
Coast, so Coast.
It's gonna get spoiled.
Thanks, so
spoiled.
Our friends spoiled. Watching them spoiled. Nashville, that we're Poville, that everything Ville, there. Ville, there. And then
amazing.
And then
form.
And then blah. And then
Yeah, that's a tribute.
We knew you. Everything that was, everything happened. Everything solid hour before it happened.
But that's okay. It just made me want to watch it.
Yeah.
And so it let me know when I could tune out.
Yeah.
You know?
I enjoyed it.
So that's all good. Record of the year, Sam Smith, Stay With Me, the Dark Child version. Tons of producers, mixers, blah, blah, blah. Song of the year, Sam Smith, Stay With Me, Dark Child version. Album of the year, Beck, Morning Face. This was a big surprise.
That was a big surprise.
I think a lot of people were taken aback by the fact that Beck won.
He performed a track from it with Chris Martin from Coldplay. And I'm not going to lie, I was bored. It was like, okay,
really?
Didn't really do anything.
That's okay.
Acoustic guitar, some rad harmonies, not a whole lot to it.
Well, best new artist, Sam Smith.
Yep.
Best pop duo group performance, A Great Big World with Christina Aguilera. Say something, I'm giving.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. Give me your social security number, Doug. Doug tweeted me a social security number, and I know it's not real. I just checked a database of... I've got a criminal database that I looked at. That's not your dad. That's security number. Number. Oh, don't lie to me.
One thing about the ones I was excited about was excited that they cut LL Cool J's like Cool J comedic monologue beginning just to get to more just performances.
They did.
How he had said that.
Yeah.
How he had, so there wasn't a whole lot. So there was like extra.
True.
It was a lot of me. It was a lot.
They popped over. Popped to Imagine Dragons. Made for their new album that's coming out like next week.
Chrissy's buddy Christian did the lights for that show.
Really?
Yeah, he does lighting.
That's cool.
Met him at a WWE event once.
Booyah, man!
He was working with him doing, yeah.
You get 10 booyahs for that, Chris.
Yeah, man.
That's cool.
Yes!
Best pop, best performance, Pharrell Williams. Pharrell, best traditional album, Tony Bennett and Tony Gaga. Chica.
Mm.
Best R&B song. I'd say featuring Jay-Z. Featuring Jim Love. Best pop vocal album, Pop Vocal Smith in the Lonely
Okay.
Best urban, best Rary, Pharrell Williams, Pharrell. Best R&B, Tony Brown, and Babyface, Love, Marriage, and Divorce.
I had no idea they were still around.
Yeah, me either. That's incredible. Yeah. Where is my, best compilation soundtrack for visual media, the Frozen soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Best score soundtrack for visual media, the Grand Budapest Hotel. Best score written for visual media, Let It Go from Frozen, of course.
Of course.
Best country album, Miranda Lambert, Platinum. Best country solo performance, Carrie Underwood. Underwood.
In the water.
What's in the water? We'll never know. Best folk album, Old Crow Medicine Show, Remedy. Best music video, Pharrell Williams, Happy. I was glad that they did a different arrangement of that song, because I am sick of that song.
Yeah.
If there's one song that I am absolutely sick of, it's that one.
Our boy Lecrae.
Yes.
He won something.
Where is that on here? Is that even on here?
For King and Country was nominated. I don't know if they came away with it. They had tweeted some stuff yesterday,
but I don't think that's even on here.
It didn't make the main list. That's what's frustrating is the things you care about. It's like pre-show. It's like bottom line.
They always.
Oh, good. Lecrae won.
Man, rock
way
songs
beforehand.
Not on here. Doug, our list is missing some folks. It's
like
okay.
Good stuff.
We don't have rock. We don't have the Christian gospel. But anyway, yeah, they always do the Christian awards before the actual thing. They never televise them.
Right.
Whenever we got to go, you go to a different building with a ton of chairs, and they do all the pre-show awards in that building.
And then you can go over to the main building if you want.
And then you go over for the big show.
There you go.
That's what we call it in the industry.
Ah, yes. In the industry.
Show. The red carpet. Just walk that red carpet. I didn't get to walk the red carpet. I got ushered along in some back, like, hallway.
Your husband of.
Yeah. He's like, no, you go that way.
But.
It's like you were at the airport and they got to do priority.
I'm in the band too.
Priority security check. And they're like, no, you go in slow check. It's over there. Slow line. Right there. With those people.
Speaking of people who've gotten the shaft, coming up, you found a comprehensive list.
Yes!
Of artists that have never won a Grammy.
I'm pretty surprised, I gotta be honest.
Okay.
I gotta be honest, so I'm just gonna be honest!
There you go.
I'm surprised.
Grammys.
Honestly.
Big winners last night, and Teo's found a list. Coming back, we will share this list of artists who have never won a Grammy.
Not once.
I was shocked just at the first two I'd seen, considering it shows how many times they've been nominated versus zero wins.
It's pretty crazy.
There's some big artists on this list.
Yes.
Coming back, we'll talk about that, as well as your chance to score a lot of money in France.
Dang, dude!
No, not through us. It's okay.
No, we don't have
money.
We're not giving y'all money.
Come on.
We don't have any.
Coming back with the Grammy losers and your chance to win. On Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Doug, which arm is it? If your arm gets numb, you're gonna have like a heart attack or a stroke or something.
Stop it.
One of my it's my right arm, left arm. Okay. Well, then my right arm's stupid because it feels numb. All right, check it out, guys. Here's an accident on Paseo. It's off to the side. Paseo del Norte East at 2nd and Paseo, if you are eastbound, is stacked up all the way to the intersection. Part of that being there's also an accident. Left lane's blocked at I-25 South in Osuna. So you think you're getting on the highway and everything's good. Boom, another accident. Watch out for that, guys. There's long-term road construction San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. Also, there's an accident at Candelaria Road and Tramway Boulevard. And 40 eastbound around the Coors intersection is crazy right now. It's down to like 15 miles an hour because there's an accident at the transition ramp of I-40 East and I-25. That's a mess. And then, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, there's an accident, I-25 South and Cole Avenue. So don't get in the water. Don't even go swimming. Watch out for the ditch witch. She's real.
Yeah, ditches are deadly. Stay away.
That's right. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by the ditch witch.
Yeah.
And she's Solomon's
real.
Porch.
Yeah. She works at Solomon's Porch. That's her side job.
Her name's Anastasia. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And we've been teasing this. We've got to talk about this. The Grammys last night, the big winners, Sam Smith.
Sam Smith Beck. Took it away.
Yeah.
Doug got me a more complete list. All right. As far as your best gospel performance song, Smokey Norful got no greater love. Best contemporary Christian music performance song, Messengers by Lecrae.
Yeah.
Featuring For King and Country.
Great song. We play it.
Best contemporary Christian music album, Run Wild, Live Free, Love Strong for King and Country.
Those guys are awesome.
That's good. I don't know if there's any more. I think Lecrae won something else. Didn't he win best Christian rock something?
It's Christian rock?
Christian rock rap album. Isn't that what it is? I don't know what it is.
I feel like that would be Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit!
Rock rap?
Oh, man, that's funny. This morning, Dawn started singing George Michael's Faith, and then I started singing a Limp Bizkit version of it. Gosh, what's wrong with me? Guys, there's so much wrong with me.
Oh,
if you
man.
Only knew, if everybody only knew how much was wrong with
how
me.
How much was wrong?
It would be ridiculous.
Mm.
Okay, so anyway, we have this huge list of Grammy winners, and then that always spurs on a conversation of, well, who hasn't won a Grammy? Because there's huge names in the industry, and I guess we always just assume, well, if Baha Men won a Grammy, then surely Brian McKnight has one,
oh,
right?
Oh, totally. He's been nominated 16 times.
He's going to start it back at one.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to, because he hasn't won a Grammy before.
Brian McKnight has never won a Grammy?
Doug found us a list from Rolling Stone, 25 artists who have never won a Grammy.
They're pretty surprising.
Okay, Brian McKnight. Do we have Brian McKnight?
Nope, but we got MJ.
Why don't we have Doug! Pull up some Brian McKnight, man.
Oh, we don't need Brian McKnight.
Yes, we
Come
do.
On.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Do you not remember Brian McKnight?
I do remember.
The video was so sad. Do you remember that? It was about a plane crash.
What?
It was awful.
Oh.
I was started back at one. You got it? Doug?
Really?
Are you
really?
My hero right now?
Ugh.
Yes.
Brian McKnight, 16 times nominated, has never won.
Doug, you should look at this list and just get stuff ready.
Is this a lesson in perseverance?
I think so.
He's, right?
Yeah, you said 16 times nominated.
16 nominations!
For real. He's the ignominious honor. He holds the ignominious honor of being the artist who has the most Grammy nominations without a win. 16.
Wow. That's crazy.
16 Grammy nominations. Surely you would think somewhere in his deep and velvety catalog, brimming with favorites like Anytime. Oh, yeah, I remember that song. Wait. Duh.
Yes.
That's Brian McKnight. Listen to that. How does that not have a Grammy?
That's because it lost to TLC.
I feel like I'm a melting candle right now.
This song for real lost to TLC.
There's another accident. Somebody just called in. There's an accident I-25 northbound at Cesar Chavez. Good grief. It's a crazy morning. Be careful out there. Listen to the smooth sounds of Brian McKnight to help you settle down.
Got you. This song lost to TLC's Fan Mail.
Oh.
I don't even remember that record.
Anyway.
Sorry, Brian McKnight.
Sorry, my
what?
Brian McKnight.
After?
Yeah. One. You're like a dream come true.
None.
Two.
None.
Turn this up.
Just how many?
Be
no,
with
I just.
You.
Wow.
Three. Girl, it's plain to see.
No Scrubs was on Fan Mail? I thought that was the Waterfalls record. I don't even know.
Dude, this
whatever.
Is a good song. Hey, seriously, though, the video's really sad. Don't watch
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Don't artists watch. Who have never won a Grammy.
All right, up next. Doug, if you'll quiet that one. I want you to be ready,
wow.
though, because we have some of this, but we don't have a lot of this.
Mm.
We've got the next one. Steve-O's going to hit that one real
oh,
quick.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because I think dude. We have to play an instrumental version.
Yes, we do.
Snoop Dogg has been nominated 16 times, or Snoop Lion. I don't know what his animal, I don't know his spirit animal name right now. I'm not up to date. Is it a lion? Is it an eagle? Doug, what is it?
Oh,
what is he snooping with right now?
I don't even know.
It's a dog? Back to the dog?
Is he back to the dog?
Back to the dog. Oh. With last year's nomination for Best Reggae Album for Reincarnated, Snoop matched Brian McKnight for the dubious distinction of most nominations without a win. In the past, the man now called Snoop Lion. It's Snoop Lion, Doug. Get up to date on his spirit animal.
Gosh.
I trust you. Anyway. He made the final cut for classics like Nothing But a G Thing, Gin and Juice, Drop It Like It's Hot, among others. Probably find some consolation knowing he's been beaten out by the eminently worthy likes of Kanye West, Beyonce twice, and Dr. Dre.
Okay.
All right, next list. Doug, I got to throw it to you, or the next one. Throwing it to you. You ready for this? I hope it's a good one. Play it. And go.
How does he know who it is?
He knows. He's got the list pulled up.
Oh, okay. I saw this girl in concert open for Garth Brooks when I was a kid.
Look up Independence Day.
It was very sad.
Independence Day by this girl.
It was at the pit, and she got a beer thrown at her.
No way!
During her performance, because people just wanted to see Garth Brooks, and she was this brand new artist.
Aww.
Little did they know, 14 Grammy nominations later...
Martina McBride.
Poor thing.
She sold more than 14 million albums, and for every million albums she sold, she's got a Grammy nomination, but not a win.
Wow.
She won Country Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year 4 times, but she's yet to win a Grammy. Now, she was on an album called Amazing Grace, a salute to gospel that won for Best Southern Country or Bluegrass Gospel Album. But
that
the producer,
counts, right?
Well, the producer got the award. The
yeah.
artist didn't really get
right,
it.
Right, right.
Dang.
And it's just a compilation.
Oh, now this next one.
Hyper Ballad. Army of Me.
Army of Me.
Oh.
13 times nominated. Bjork.
Saw her at Red Rocks.
She has never won. And you would think that she would be the perfect candidate to
for
win a
the
Grammy.
Grammys. Yeah, because the Grammys yeah. are weird.
See, her brand of art rock is a tad too far out, even for the Grammys alternative category. The Icelandic icon's eccentricity isn't much of an issue for other organizations doling out music awards. She's won Brit Awards, MTV Video Music Awards, 21 Icelandic Music Awards, an award from the Royal Swedish Academy of Music, 2 Webby Awards, and the award for Best Actress at the 2002 Cannes Film Festival.
Wow.
Wow. So her trophy room stock, but sadly not a Grammy to her name. Sorry, Bjork. Also, how do you spell her name? Maybe that's why. Next. Can we play the next one? Doug says we can.
If I rule the world.
Nas has been nominated 13 times.
Wow.
And has not won a Grammy yet. That stinks. 1994's Illmatic, which is largely considered to be not only his masterwork, but a seminal album in hip-hop history, was released before the Best Rap Album category was even introduced in 1996. Maybe that's the issue.
Which, honestly, I gotta say, It Was Written was, I don't want to say better than Illmatic, but it was a great record as well. I loved
the,
It Was
the
Written.
Album that beat him that year, Tony Bennett's MTV Unplugged.
Okay, all right.
Lame. All right, next.
Oh!
We ready?
Yeah.
In the late 90s, New York City Motormouth lost Best Rap Solo
Squad.
Performance. That's right, we're talking about Busta Rhymes. I had to scroll up to remember. He lost to Will Smith in 97. Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See, which is what you're hearing in the background, fell to Men in Black and Dangerous, was beat with Getting Jiggy With It.
Wow. So he's just not stoked on Will Smith.
It's true. But he earned a nomination as recently as 2012 when Look At Me Now was cited for Best Rap Performance and Best Rap Song.
There you go.
So that he's still trucking. All right, next
He's
girl.
Doing great things with the Seahawks as well, man.
I'm pretty surprised
Best
by
cornerback
this.
In the NFL.
I love his meme reaction when they lost the other day. Pretty funny. Doug, what song are you going to play?
Oh, I got this all day.
You got
all
it.
All day, air day.
You don't
are
have
you
the one
me?
I want you to play.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Okay. Katy Perry has 11 nominations.
Dang.
She's performed like every year for the past who knows how long. Teenage Dream produced a record-breaking 5 number one hits for a female artist, but she does not have a Grammy. She hasn't won. She's been
Teenage
nominated.
Teenage Dream lost to... That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, Adele.
Oh, okay.
Adele.
Okay.
Who has won 9 times.
Okay.
She's won almost as many times as Katy Perry has been nominated.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, she's up for 2 awards this year. I don't think she won anything last night, did she, Doug? I don't think she won a Grammy last night.
She did not win last night.
So it goes. So I guess that she's nominated for 2, so it's up to 13 for her now.
Wow.
Sorry, Kat.
And still
sorry, Kat.
Lost to it. I mean, if you're going to lose to somebody, you know.
Why not? Man, Adele.
This is a good conversation because it reminds you that you just got to persevere. These ginormous artists... You would assume, you know, I want to say it's hard to win a Grammy, but then you see, like, Arcade Fire winning and going, yeah, I don't know what this means.
Sometimes it's just full of, like, last night, Beck won.
Yeah.
That was a curveball, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what?
Beck? Which is weird, because a lot of people were talking about this record not being his best.
Yeah, and Kanye had stuff to say about it. He did another thing.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but...
I don't think it was as extreme this time. Okay, next
good
one.
Good old Kanye antics.
Doug, you got the next one?
Yeah, so
yeah,
there
Doug.
You go.
Be careful, Doug. Is this the hologram version? All right. 7 times nominated, Tupac Shakur appearing on stage to introduce Kiss at the 1996 Grammy Awards telecast. He said, he was quoted as saying, you know how the Grammys used to be all straight-looking folks with suits. Everybody looking tired, no surprises. We tired of that. We need something different. He was up for 2 awards that night, didn't win either of them.
Dear Mama.
He went home Grammy-less. And then...
Nope.
What?
No.
What? What?
Oh.
And then he turned into a hologram.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it wrong to say when people turn into hologram? Okay, up next.
This is way more surprising to me for hip-hop.
6 nominations. Public Enemy has 0 Grammys. 0 Grammys. 0. But again, they didn't have the best rap album category until 1996.
I think that's part of it. It's got to be part of it.
Because these guys were game changers.
Yeah.
In a real way. A lot of these guys were. A lot of the rap artists that are on here. Anyway, their pivotal 1988 effort, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, should have held its own in the best album race, which wound up being won by George Michael's Faith, which is ironic because that's the song that I was singing this morning when I woke up.
Nicely done.
That's funny. Wow. Next. Tell Chrissy to cry.
25 artists who have never won a Grammy.
That's what we're doing. In celebration of the Grammys being over and none of us having to watch them until next year. Depeche Mode has been nominated
really surprising
5 times, never won. As far as 80s bands go, Depeche Mode is their one in a small rung of success below the U2s and the Bon Jovis of the world. But these guys, even though they've sold huge amounts of albums, consistently play arenas, they've never won a Grammy.
Hmm.
Not one time. interesting.
Yeah.
Perhaps just as weirdly, four of the band's five nominations have come since 2001, and they've yet to win one. That's interesting. Oh, yeah. Look at the next one. I'm surprised by this. Six times nominated. Doug, where you at, man?
No, man, let's just keep listening to Mode.
Doug, play the next one.
No, don't do it, Doug.
Producer Super Doug, Bass.
Don't you do it.
Play it.
We don't care. Nobody wants to hear it. I'd rather just hear Mode.
Okay. Nicki Minaj has been nominated six times. I like the Super Bass song.
See, but she's a new artist. You're talking about people like newer. Depeche Mode never winning a Grammy. That surprises me. Nicki Minaj hasn't been around long enough for me to care.
Yeah. 2012, she lost Best New Artist category to Bon Iver or Bon Iver or Bon Iver. How do you say it?
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver. Bon Iver.
And now, man, look at what he's doing now. I mean, he just blew up.
Yeah.
I have no idea where.
Oh, look at the next one, Doug.
You can play the next
one. Now, you know he's got the next one ready. What's up with that, Doug? Four nominations.
Biggie Smalls, yeah.
The Notorious B.I.G. Again, this, I think he falls to the, well, no. It says he had three of four of his nominations were posthumous, including one for Life After Death, which lost the Best Rap Album race in 1998 to Puff Daddy's No Way Out.
That's weird.
Irony. Ironically, No Way Out's biggest hit was the Biggie tribute track, I'll Be Missing You.
Yep.
That's funny.
I remember that.
They should have just awarded him with the theme. that would have been a better tribute. Next one. You got it? Oh, man, this is fun. We're doing artists that have been nominated and never won a Grammy. And it's pretty surprising if you're just tuning in.
Yeah, some big artists have never won a Grammy.
Big names. Big names have never won. Right now, Queens of the Stone Age, they've been nominated six times. And not one. I like this band. You like this band?
I very much so like this band. Dave Grohl did all of the drums for this entire record.
In 2014, the Hard Rock Heroes made two more bids for trophies, this time for Best Rock Performance and Best Rock Album, but lost both, keeping with tradition.
I will say this, the next one.
Yeah. Speaking of giant rock bands who have never won a Grammy. Hit it, Doug.
Hit it, Doug! Producer Doug, hit it!
We gotta work on our timing.
Hit it,
there it is.
Axl Rose's birthday was this last weekend.
That's true. Guns N' Roses has been nominated three times.
That's it?
They pretty much rescued hard rock from a spandexed abyss.
Yes.
And 1987's Appetite for Destruction has gone platinum 18 times over.
That was my first tape. That was my first tape, people.
But none of that matters, apparently, to Grammy voters, because they still haven't won. Chinese Democracy, which it took about three centuries to release.
Gosh.
Didn't win it, and it didn't even get nominated.
Good.
Did you like it? Not that great.
Mm-mm.
It was not worth the hype. You know where they messed up? They sold it exclusively through Best Buy. That was their mistake. That was dumb.
It was terrible.
That was a stupid mistake. Well, check this out. No, you're not putting your...
Oh, okay.
Axl Rose hasn't won, but Slash, Duff McKagan, and Matt Sorum did earn a Grammy with Velvet Revolver.
Nice! That's interesting.
That is interesting, and I like it because sometimes Axl Rose gets on my nerves, and by sometimes I mean all the time. Look at that guy.
He's the front man of Guns N' Roses. There would be no Guns N' Roses without Axl Roses.
That's true.
Just saying.
I'll take ridiculously jerky.
Yeah,
Axl Rose.
That's why Appetite
from
and
the 80s.
Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 are like the jams.
I'll take that guy, but not new guy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm with you. He looks crazy and he still sounds like this.
Yeah.
I don't trust him. Doug, next. Big time band in the 90s.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Dude. Now this is a song.
Dude, definitely maybe I'm shocked.
Three nominations.
That's
Oasis,
it.
The self-proclaimed greatest rock band in the world, went home from the 1997 Grammy Awards nil for two nominations. Their mega hit Wonderwall was edged out by Tracy Chapman's Give Me One Reason.
What?
Best rock vocal performance by a duo or a group to Dave Matthews' band, So Much to Say.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oasis hasn't even been nominated for an award since 1999, when All Around the World was up for Best Music Video Short Form. Presumably, this is because, like so many other things, the tension between Liam and Noel Gallagher have ruined their chances for anything ever happening again.
Brothers, stop fighting.
They fight more than anybody I know.
Dude.
They fight more than me and Kimberly, my sister.
The older one was like, hey, man, I'm really tired. And the younger one was like, I'll give you some soup if you just give me your guitar skills. And the older one was like, what do I need with guitar skills when I'm perishing?
I think you're getting this mixed up.
And he was like, and he traded him some soup for guitar skills. And the rest is history. Zero Grammy noms. Biblical.
That's a
biblical.
Next up. Thank you, Doug.
Oh, snap.
Justin Bieber.
I'm gonna have this stupid song in my head all day.
Who recently released an apology to all his fans and the world, saying he was tired of acting like a doo-doo head.
Hey.
He has. What? Now, see, I'm happy to say that I really don't know these words. I know the chorus, yeah. But that's it. I don't know.
I don't
you're
really,
dancing.
Huh?
You've got moves, Corey.
What are you talking about?
Did Mitch make you learn this song?
Ooh, what? No, huh?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. That's it. That must be it.
Oh.
It's all Michelle's fault.
Oh, blame her for everything.
Lord, yesterday, it's the woman you gave me.
Yesterday was Mitch's birthday. Happy belated. Mitch, forgot about it. My bad. It's all good. Two nominations. Justin Bieber has not won a Grammy. Some people think that's good, and it speaks highly of the Grammys. It shows us that there's a little hope in the world. Other people disagree.
Yeah.
Because there is no hope in the world. All right, next. There is hope in the world.
There is.
Patti Smith.
Who?
Twice nominated. Neither of her nominations were for her genius debut album, Horses, that was released in 1975. Instead, she was up for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance in 1998. For 1959, that's the name of the song, 2001 for Glitter in Their Eyes. She is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and she won National Book Award in 2010 for her memoir, Just Kids, but she has never... Oh my gosh, the next one is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Doug.
I just saw it, and I'm like, what? 25 artists
Journey.
Who have never won a Grammy.
Journey has never won a Grammy.
What's even more surprising, how many times was Journey nominated for a Grammy?
Uno.
One
time.
Crazy.
1981 hit single Don't Stop Believin', which changed karaoke bars forever, achieved cultural ubiquity long before capping the Sopranos series finale and kicking off Glee, essentially.
Yeah.
But neither the song nor the massive selling album from which it came, Escape, was bestowed with a nomination. Journey didn't receive a Grammy recognition until 1997, long after its commercial heyday, when You Love a Woman earned a nomination for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal. The winner in that category was The Beatles for Free as a Bird.
I've heard of them.
I can't believe they... Oh, I saw a list the other day, and it was the top downloaded songs... digitally.
Yeah.
Top digital rock songs. Don't Stop Believin' was number two.
Crazy.
Imagine Dragons had the number one song. Yes.
Wow.
They had like two or three in the top ten.
That's crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I this blows my mind. Yeah. Journey has never won a Grammy.
And only been nominated
They've been
once.
Nominated once.
It's just, seriously, this is all a giant lesson in perseverance because truly... These guys have huge commercial success.
It's true.
People love them.
And speaking of commercial success, Doug. That's right.
I was never big into these guys.
Everybody likes this song. That's
okay.
It. Kiss. Kiss has been nominated one time and they've never taken home a Grammy. And they didn't get nominated until 1999.
Wow.
But they were beaten by Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, who won for Most High. Sorry. And finally, Doug's favorite guy ever been created in this world. One-time nomination for Morrissey. For all his legendary work with the Smiths, for all his sterling solo work, for each and every one of his diatribes, because there is a Best Spoken Word Grammy category. Morrissey's only nominated effort was his 1992 album, Your Arsenal. He lost to Tom Waits' Bone Machine. And we don't think he'll ever be happy.
No. The best thing that ever came from Morrissey was Stephen Christian from Amberlin.
That's true. He loves the Smiths.
He does.
Man.
Inspired him to create a band called Amberlin.
Lately, kind of in the same vein, I've been on a The Cure kick.
Ooh.
For some reason, just been thinking about him.
Is it because we were listening to pictures of you and you're like, who's this?
Yes.
This bass line is amazing.
I think that's where it started.
Booyah.
And it was The Cure. And now they've been stuck in my head.
Nice.
That's good. That's good stuff. Thankfully not on that list.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty surprising.
There's a lot of great artists on that list that have never won a Grammy, which is just a reminder that it doesn't matter. Do those accolades really matter, or is it just about what God has created you for and doing amazing things?
I don't think the statue matters.
Yeah.
I've got, like, this little statue of a calf, And supposedly it's got powers, but I don't know. I don't think that's real.
No, I know.
Some guy just made it.
Yeah.
How can it have powers? It's the same guy that sold me these beans. He sold me the beans that I planted in the ground expecting to climb to the sky.
Yeah.
Nope. That didn't work out. Yeah. I did make it to the third floor of our apartment building and fell off. That hurt.
Mm.
But I lived.
Because of CrossFit. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to hang out with us today. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. That's the phone number. We've been teasing this coming up.
Oh, yes.
If you live in France, there is a chance to win some cash.
It'll make you dance. Why didn't you say that?
Gosh.
There's a chance to dance.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
I don't have to hear it. If I don't want to, I can drown this out.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static radio.
Ah, I hate it when we come back from messages and I'm trying to find a new Jurassic Park background for the computer and then I have to do traffic. It happens all the time.
All the time, man.
It's kind of good, though. There is a lot going on this morning. What happened? The road is blocked. There's an accident, Tramway Boulevard North at Candelaria. All around there, it's a mess. Again, the road is blocked. So I would choose an alternate route. Also, on Paseo, a lot of congestion at Paseo and Coors eastbound, and then Paseo and I-25. Couple of accidents. There's one off to the side, Paseo Del Norte East at 2nd. There's an accident at Paseo Del Norte East and Jefferson. And that is definitely causing a lot of congestion traffic-wise. Also, accident left lanes blocked I-25 South at Osuna San Mateo Boulevard. It's exit 230. Accident left lane is blocked I-25 North at Avenue Cesar Chavez. That's exit 223. What is this over here? Accident Lomas Boulevard at Tennessee Street. There's a Tennessee Street?
Ooh.
I didn't know that.
Tennessee.
And there's a lot of congestion on 40 eastbound around Coors, even until you get to the big eye. So, guys, watch out. Be careful and pay attention. Obviously, not a lot of people are. So, we need you to step up to the plate and do it. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Good morning.
Yeah.
Just before 9 o'clock. Excited to be hanging out with you. We've been teasing this money man.
Money man.
You want to win a bunch of money?
Yes.
I know I do.
I'll do it.
Well, one, you have to live in France.
Nope.
I'm out. Part of the 80th anniversary for Monopoly. They're going big, y'all. At least in France. Hasbro is issuing a handful of special sets with real euros in place of colorful paper.
Nice.
That it usually offers. Of the 80 special sets for the 80th anniversary, 69 of those sets are going to have 5 10 euro notes. And 520 euro notes.
Wow.
Another 10 of those will come with 520 euros and 250 euros and one 100 euro.
Hey!
And one set will have a complete bank drawer of real cash.
Euro!
How crazy is that, dude?
That's pretty cool.
That's 20,580 euros, which is about $23,650 at the current exchange rates.
That's a lot of money.
Now, here's the deal. CNN asked Hasbro whether a similar plan was in the works for the U.S. of A.
Please.
Where the game is also celebrating its 80th anniversary, Hasbro.
Booyah.
But they have yet to hear back. Nevertheless.
Dang it.
Dude, more than 275 million sets have been sold worldwide for Monopoly.
Awesome.
It's available in 111 countries, 43 languages. The most expensive Monopoly set? A $2 million version.
What?
It came with a golden board and diamond-studded dice. That was from a San Francisco jeweler, Sidney Mobel.
That's ridiculous.
The longest game on record for Monopoly?
Yes.
Take a guess.
A week and a half.
70 days.
70 days?
Yeah.
Of Monopoly?
Yeah.
No.
That was on Terra Firma. Monopoly has also been played underwater in a treehouse.
Underwater in a treehouse.
Dude, the lowest rent in Monopoly, Mediterranean Avenue, of course. No houses, assuming, you know,
who wants
somebody doesn't
one?
Own Baltic. It'll cost you $2.
Just $2, though. That's not that bad.
In 2008, more than 3,000 people played the game at the same time, which is the world record. Dude, that's the one game that if my kids busted out, I'm like, guys.
Yeah.
I do not have 17 hours to play Monopoly.
That's so much time.
It is Monopoly.
It's been on a board game. That'll make you bored.
Yeah.
Am I right?
It's the craziest. Anyways, no word whether it's going to make it to the States or not, but you think you'd, would you pick up one of these potential money sets? I feel like it's like Willy Wonka golden ticket sets.
That's how I feel. I don't like it. I don't trust it.
80 sets in all of France.
Ugh. That's so much, though. If you got one, you'd be so stoked.
Yeah, imagine being the dude that opens it up and it's all real cash. $20,000. Now, would you...
Ooh.
Would you keep it? Or would, like, you know, you gotta keep the money for the set. Or would you just go out and buy another normal set? And,
that's what I would do. I would keep...
Buy a car.
I would use the real money to purchase things or pay bills.
Okay.
And then I would also buy another set with it.
Monopoly, guys.
What if you sold it, though? What if you could sell it on, like, eBay or something?
I bet you'd be worth at least $20,000.
That's what I'm talking about.
I wonder if the cash is, like, stamped. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Man, I want to buy something on the Monopoly.
Willie!
What's up, buddy?
I love you guys. How you doing this morning?
Love you too, man. Love you too.
Love you, bud.
How sweet is this game? This game sounds amazing.
It's just a normal Monopoly set. Well,
not for
somewhat.
Me.
It's the 80th anniversary of Monopoly. Are you a Monopoly guy?
You know, I was when I was little, and then I was like, man, this game takes 4 hours.
It takes forever.
Pretty cool.
I'm much more of like a Connect Four. It takes like 4 minutes.
4 minutes. That's the way to go, man.
Nobody
takes
got
so
time
long.
For Monopoly.
I do.
I'll even do Yahtzee.
Hey, you know what? Whenever in our old band apartment, I've told you guys this, whenever somebody had to have a serious discussion, we would set up Connect Four.
Oh, that would always be the worst, though, if you came home and there was Connect Four set up at the table. It's like, oh, snap.
It was a good feeling.
Oh, no.
What is
it's
happening?
Going down.
What has
going
happened?
Down. I feel like that's good relationship management, though. Like, hey,
yep.
You know, just to get
what
you prepared
mean?
Means
you
we're going to have a serious conversation. But don't worry. The board is set up. It gives you time to cool off and prepare for said conversation.
True.
I like that.
Yeah, those are your social norms. You need that.
I like social norms.
Now, if you were the angry person that needed to have the conversation, mm-hmm. Are you, like, looking to win the game of
Connect
4?
Oh, you're looking to win. You're out for revenge.
All right.
You're ready.
Were major decisions made by who won and lost?
Sometimes.
I feel like that's a great negotiating strategy. Like, if you know what, no, we're not going to spend all of our money on Mountain Dew. Like,
yeah.
Like, you figure that out with Connect 4.
It was
you
always about who was going to clean the bathroom.
Got you.
It's like, all right.
All right.
Well,
you know, I feel like not a whole lot is at stake with that. Like,
that's something that's
fair negotiation strategy.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Well, that depends on how much steak we had eaten that week.
Mm.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Thank man, you're the puns.
There you go.
The
I want to thank the Academy. So I like to make good jokes.
Wooly.
Hey, well, you need that joke. That joke really should have gone to Beyonce, though.
Oh.
Oh. Gosh.
I saw what he... I watched the Kanye thing. He didn't say anything. He walked up and went back to his seat, and everybody started laughing.
But then
Beck was like, no, come back. I need help.
No.
I need help. Come back.
Amazing. It was amazing. Thanks for the call, Wooly.
Hey, I love you guys. Have a great week.
Wooly, you have a good week.
Amazing. That dude. There you go. We got to take a quick break. It's already 9 o'clock.
All right. Let's take a break.
Quick break. Coming up, we got to talk about, speaking of money, we're talking Monopoly set being released with real money. We've got a few stories, including one janitor, and one unlikely human being.
Yes. Who had a secret?
Who had a secret?
$1 million secret.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
$8 million secret.
Yes, and speaking of $8 million and people who have too much money to spend, we'll talk about the robot maid that tried to murder one of those people.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
man, robot maids.
Yeah.
What was the name on the Jetsons? Rosie?
Rosie.
Rosie went nuts.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that on
and
the way
Bolt.
Back as well. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, open up.
Adam.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Let's take another look. Oh, good. It's cleared up a little bit. We do still have the road blocked because of an accident at Tramway Boulevard North in Candelaria. Also, the accident off to the side, Paseo del Norte East at 2nd. It looks like traffic is starting to move along Paseo, so that's good. And we've got long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey.
Space. Oh. Final frontier.
How did we get here?
It's the future.
Guys, we're in space.
Mateo, it's the future.
If you could see us on the camera, you would know that our camera is in space. It's pretty cool.
It's 5-year mission. To explore strange new worlds.
Doug, aren't we in space?
To seek out
see?
New life.
He said yes. Got it.
To boldly
nailed
go
it.
Where no man has gone before.
It's kind of loud.
That's because it's space. Everything's louder in space.
I don't think that's right. But that's fine.
Oh, we're in the future, guys, officially.
Yep.
When there are headlines like this. Robot vacuum attacks South Korea housewife's hair.
Robot vacuum.
Yes.
Attacks.
Futuristic robot that's supposed to help clean up messes.
Oh, yeah.
Went above and beyond duty when...
above and beyond.
A 52-year-old resident of Changwon was awoken by pain and unable to extricate herself from said robot.
Man, that's good. I like it when robots try to take over the world.
Yeah, luckily she was able to reach for her phone and call the fire department for help. However, her hair was not saved because she was all alone.
All by myself.
Robotic vacuum cleaner attacked her while she slept. That's what happens, man, when you can afford robot vacuum cleaners and... You're solo, man. You're so busy. You just don't have time.
Do you think I could dress up as a vacuum and possibly work for Celine Dion?
Maybe.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I would pretend to be a vacuum.
You know, it, just as long as incidents like these do not happen and you stay in good graces with her.
It would suck.
This poor woman was eventually freed by...
vacuum joke. I love vacuum jokes.
Pretty good.
There's one... It typically is... It's the sucks joke, but it works every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time. This poor woman. She was eventually freed by paramedics escaping serious injury, but lost several strands of her hair.
Ugh.
It required two paramedics to remove her hair from the machine's nozzle.
Ooh.
Yeah. This highlights the potential risk, people, of what happens when you have too much money and not enough common sense. If you had all the money in the world, would you buy a robot vacuum cleaner?
Absolutely.
That just constantly vacuumed your home?
Yes.
This is like Rosie the Robot from
Look at this thing.
The Jetsons.
There's a picture.
Whoa!
She's trapped by that robot.
Oh my gosh!
It's like...
That's not at all what I was expecting it to look like.
Yeah.
I was expecting Rosie from the Jetsons. That looks more like a
definitely
miniature...
Definitely doesn't look like
Rosie. It's like R2-D2's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like his son. His angry, angsty son.
Yeah, he's in the teen phase.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Tell me what to do. Teach me.
You can't teach me no Dougies.
The question is, this woman was sleeping. Was she sleeping on the floor? Like, how did this even happen?
It looks like this is... Is this a bed? Like, maybe they have low-lying beds.
Low-lying... I don't know, man. Robotic vacuum cleaners like this are equipped with sensors that allow them to clean surfaces by detecting dirt while avoiding obstacles.
It highlights the potential risk of this type of accident in South Korea, where sitting and sleeping on the floor is common practice.
Ugh.
So, yes, she was sleeping on the floor.
Well, the vacuum, you know, doing its job, saw this human and thought, all right, floor sleeper.
Mm.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you're sleeping on the floor, running this crazy robot vacuum overnight, really?
Overnight.
I don't know.
You're not supposed to even leave the hairdryer plugged in.
Right.
You never let your robot run overnight.
Don't let your robot run rampant in your home, because inevitably you're going to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You're going to get this phone call.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
Is your robot running?
Yeah.
Well, you better stop it because it's eating your hair right now.
Okay.
It is. Look at your hair. Look into a mirror. It's eating your hair.
This is terrible.
Doug, I got him. He doesn't know it's a prank call.
That's so bad. I'm hanging up. The vacuum only stopped running more than a minute after initially ingesting her hair. She was still unable to free herself from the vacuum. She made a desperate rescue request call to 119.
Why am I not?
Wait. That's South Korea's emergency telephone number.
It's literally flipped.
Yes.
That's confusing.
Apparently everything's backwards there because you sleep on the floor, you have robots that vacuum for you, and when you have an emergency, you call 119.
119.
Yeah, so there you go. Lesson learned. Maybe when you have stupid amounts of money, don't buy expensive robot vacuum cleaners that vacuum at 2 o'clock in the morning. Instead, you do what this guy did.
All right, so we found another story about a secret that a man kept for most of his life from everyone. Secrets.
His other family.
Are crazy.
Yeah, they are.
No, it's not his other family.
Oh, man.
Perhaps the only clue that Ronald Reed, a Vermont gas station attendant and janitor who died last year at 92, had been quietly amassing an $8 million fortune was his habit of reading the Wall Street Journal. His friends and family say. So this guy, secretly working as a gas station attendant and a janitor, saved up $8 million. Didn't tell anybody about it. The only clue was that he read the Wall Street Journal. If I was a detective, I would have figured it out instantly. It would have taken me about an hour and a half to know that he had a secret fortune everywhere.
Everywhere.
There's always money in the banana stand, Doug. Get it right or pay the price. It was not until last week that the residents of Brattleboro would discover Reed's little secret. That's when the local library and hospital received the bulk of his estate, built up over the years with savvy stock picks.
Okay.
Oh, investing in cutting wood. He was good at both of them. At least it wasn't cutting muffins. His lawyer, Laurie Royal, said on Wednesday, noting that he read the Wall Street Journal every single day. Most of those who knew Reed, described as a frugal and extremely private person, were aware that he could handle an axe. But next to no one knew how well he was, or how well he was handling his financial portfolio.
This is
he
crazy.
He had a financial portfolio.
Yeah, man, why not?
The closest I've ever gotten to that is having an art folder in school.
Yeah, I had a trapper
keeper. I've never had a financial portfolio. Good grief. Reed, the first person in his family to graduate from high school, dressed in worn flannel shirts and spent his free time scavenging for fallen branches for his homewood stove. He drove a secondhand Toyota Yaris. You never know, the man was secretly a millionaire. The last time he came here, he parked far away in a spot where there were no meters so he could save the coins.
Wow.
Reed graduated from Brattleboro High School in 1940 and during World War II served in North Africa, Italy, and the Pacific Theater. Returning home, he worked at Haviland Service Station and then as a janitor at a JCPenney store, marrying a woman with two kids. Before his death on June 2nd, Reed's only indulgence was eating breakfast at the local coffee shop where he once tried to pay his bill, only to find that someone had already covered it under the assumption that he did not have the means.
Wow.
Last week, Brooks Memorial Library and Brattleboro Memorial Hospital each received their largest bequests ever. Reed left $1.2 million to the library, founded in 1886, and $4.8 million to the hospital, founded in 1904. It was a thunderbolt from the sky, said the library's executive director, Jerry Carbone. I mean, if you spend so much time around books, I'm sure you wouldn't know what a thunderbolt was either. It sounds like this guy got a little mixed up.
Yeah.
He needs to understand the difference between a surprise and a thunderbolt. Okay. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Do you know what the difference is?
I apparently don't.
Can you tell me?
I spent all my money on robot vacuum cleaners.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, while a surprise, he said the gift made sense once he learned more about the quiet, shy librarian patron appropriately named Reed. Being a self-made man with his investments, he recognized the transformative nature of a library, what it can do for people. I feel like that's a bit heavy-handed, but that's okay. Reed's stepchildren survive him, but were not immediately available for comment. They're probably a little upset.
Just a touch.
They've been treating this guy, you know, like a piece of trash because he's so mean. They're probably like, I don't want to go see Grandpa Reed. Yeah. He doesn't let us watch TV. His cable's too expensive. I don't want to go. And then he dies. And they're like, he gave all the money to the library!
Wait, so what's the moral of that story? Be kind to Grandpa?
Be kind to Grandpa. He could be hiding millions of dollars. There's no other reason to be nice to the elderly. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. That's horrible.
That's terrible.
Sorry, guys. I loved my job while I was here. I had a really
good
time.
We had a good run.
I'm going to miss you.
It was amazing, guys. It was a good time.
We had a good time.
So, listen, don't spend money on robotic vacuum cleaners. Be kind to the elderly.
Lesson.
And coming up.
No, we're missing the lesson.
Oh,
he gave it to a library.
I got a list of degrees that you shouldn't waste your money on either.
That's pretty good.
That's
I was
going to
say, you can't know a book by the cover.
What?
Okay.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Let us see. Again, roads blocked, accident, Tramway Boulevard North at Candelaria. We've got an accident off to the side, Paseo del Norte East at 2nd, and there's long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. No other accidents or police activity or other things showing up on our map, but it could be wrong. It's never 100% reliable. So, be careful and watch out. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Good morning and welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
On this lonely road.
What is this?
It's the Justified theme song.
Oh. I've only seen like two episodes. You can't expect me to remember
that. You're like, you are Raylan Givens.
I am not. Wait, is he the bad guy or the good guy?
He's the good guy.
Thanks, man.
Come on, man.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, you know.
You know who you are?
Huh.
You're Superman. You're Indiana Jones.
We've been talking money in the 9 o'clock hour. Robot vacuum cleaner attacked a South Korea housewife.
Yeah.
Don't waste your money on that. We also learned to be kind to the elderly.
Yes.
Because one janitor, turns out he had millions.
Yep.
And when he passed away, he was like, forget you, stepkids. You guys were mean to me.
Mm.
Library, hospital, that's where it's at.
That's where it's at. The
millions.
Library. I'm surprised that he put it in the library. I feel like that's kind of giving money to, you know, no longer viable media outlets.
Mm, yes.
Wait a second. That's not right. I feel like I mixed my words up there.
Yes,
it's okay.
There you go. Well, speaking of mixing up, don't mix up your life with these degrees.
Yes, I want to talk about this.
Yes.
Because this is funny. Well, it's kind of ironic.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Degrees in engineering, computer science, physics, those pay off big. They've even discovered that you can make a decent living with a degree in philosophy.
Mm. Ooh.
International relations. Good degrees. So, which degree programs don't provide a good return on your college tuition investment? A bachelor's in puppet arts, perhaps?
Oh, dude.
That's real life.
Wait, you can get a bachelor's?
Yeah.
Really?
Carnegie Mellon also offers a music degree in bagpiping.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bagpiping?
Yeah.
My mom would be so excited if I could play the bagpipes. She would. She loves bagpipes.
Yeah.
She would be like, oh, man, please come home and play the bagpipes more often.
Yeah. Those are small fields of study.
Small. It's
bagpiping,
a niche.
Bagpiping, puppeteers. Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. You'd be great at funerals, like Amazing Grace.
But then you mess it up and you're like,
yeah, but nobody would ever know. It's bagpiping. It sounds the same.
I don't know,
like,
man.
Like, was that a sour note, or was that... Nah, man, bagpipes.
Nah, dude, bagpipes.
Bagpipes. Oh, man. Yahoo looked at data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, U.S. News, World Report, and USA Today, along with research from salary websites like payscale.com, salary.com, determined 5 degrees you should pursue purely out of passion and not for profit, because you'll get none.
Not for profit.
Number 5.
Okay.
Social work.
I have a bunch of friends that are social workers.
I know, right? Many people are still recovering from the Great Recession. Social workers help people hanging on by a thread, children placed in foster homes, or the elderly who need to be connected with government benefits. However, most people with degrees in social work start with salaries in the mid-$30,000 range, rising eventually to a median income of about $43,000.
Wait. That's a bad salary?
That's a bad salary, buddy.
I've been duped! I've been duped!
Welcome to Nonprofit Christian Radio! Number four, speaking of Nonprofit Christian Radio, we provide this every Thursday.
That's a bad salary?
Yeah, that's a bad salary. Apparently.
What? Doug!
I know.
Doug, we're flying the coop, bro! We're making like that chicken that Steve-O lost, and we are out of here!
Well, the Apostle Paul wrote that the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and if you go for a theology degree, don't worry. You'll never have to deal with that.
It's a good thing you're telling me that, since I have a theology degree.
Yeah, most of those who feel called to pursue a theology degree usually aren't planning on living the good life anyways. Government reports that clergymen and women have average salaries of about $48,000. Other religious workers are down at about $33,000. Overall numbers suggest that a career in theology or pastoral ministry commands median pay of about $39,000.
I'm upset.
I know.
Visibly upset.
All of these are...
Visibly upset. I'm sweating. Because I'm upset.
Sorry, man. Here's a good thing for all of you theologians out there. If you would like, you don't spend any money on your degree. Just hang out with us every Thursday morning, 9 a.m. for Theology Thursday.
That's true.
Beenix and Jarrett Petro.
They did all the work for you.
They did it all for you. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to waste $50,000 getting a degree to make $30,000 a year. All right? Oh. We're just trying to help you. I'm sorry. What was your major in college?
Yeah,
what is your degree?
Theological study.
Gotcha. Cool, man.
A passion project that I once had. Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, it's okay. It gets better from here.
Good.
Number three, news announcer.
Oh.
If you're Matt Lawler or
Matt Lauer.
Robin Roberts, or if you just make stuff up like Brian Williams.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
Then
you're
gonna be
in that
rich.
Game.
You're gonna be rich.
Really?
They make a lot of money. But the guy who wrote this article started out in a small news market. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's where he started?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Back
gosh.
In the 80s.
We're he small was paid, news.
He was paid $7 an hour. That sounds pretty good to me, man. There's a reason why local anchors sit behind desks.
Yeah. I just want everybody to know that sometimes you think you do good stuff, and then you just realize later that it was a bad decision.
Well, that's why news anchors sit behind desks, is because they only need enough money to pay for a jacket. No pants necessary.
Amen.
Because they only make about $33,000
I'm down for the no pants game.
$33,000 for a news announcer.
Really?
Number two, God bless you, my wife, is a tie between coaching and early childhood education.
Wait, Doug. Doug. What'd you go to school for?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Early childhood education?
Yeah. Cool, man. That's
now
good.
This. Computer That's good. Work?
Yeah. Coaching? Preschool teachers take care of the children when they're young. Coaches, athletic trainers, they teach them teamwork and discipline later on in life. But both of their salaries don't show that they are actually important jobs, because their median pay is about $32,000 a year. So if that's a passion for you, awesome. You will reap the benefits of growing children and or high school kids, and or developing teamwork, discipline, important things in the lives of young people who need role models.
We're talking, we have a list of
you things. You just will not get paid.
You should only go into if they're your passion, because that money ain't gonna, it's not coming your way. What's happening?
Get in here.
Hey.
Get in here.
Speaking of passion projects.
It's passion projects. You step up to your own mic.
What am I doing?
What do you mean, what are you doing? You're talking on the radio.
Hello, radio.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We have a new receptionist.
We're talking about careers that you shouldn't waste money on getting college degrees because you don't make any money.
I'm an expert in this.
Speaking of not making much money, our brand new front desk receptionist.
Hello.
Day one. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the crew.
Thank you. I got my degree in theater, so you know.
Oh, you are hosed.
I know. Yes. I spend lots of money.
So, all right.
Oh, yeah.
So it was between like front desk receptionist or waitress, basically, after you get your degree in that.
Oh, yeah. Or barista.
Okay.
Or
that's good.
Barista.
That's good. All right.
By the way.
You're going to fit in great.
Her name is Erin.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
Erin.
It is. Hi.
This is Erin.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the show. Welcome to the staff.
Thank you.
Going around meeting everybody now?
I am. I'm meeting everyone, trying to remember names.
Don't worry about it. We got you.
All right, thank
you. We'll give you the cheat sheet later of everybody's names.
Okay.
You're in theater. Awesome. You have to memorize lines. You should know this.
I know.
So
I should.
You really should.
But
I don't know anybody that works here.
Okay.
People walk by and smile at me, and I just go, hey.
Who's the guy you literally just met right there?
I actually didn't meet him.
You didn't meet him yet? You were just at his office.
Yeah,
you didn't meet him?
We didn't, I didn't even, round the corner.
Who's the girl that's taking you around everywhere?
Colleen.
Okay, good. That's good. You already know her name.
That guy over there, his name is Neil.
Neil.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's Neil.
Neil.
Jeff, our producer, in the next room right there.
Okay.
Jeff.
Love you, Jeff.
Our midday host, she's in the next room.
I know.
You know her?
You know her?
No, I don't. I know Celeste.
You know Celeste.
Yes.
Melanie.
Melanie.
Okay. Melanie. Middays with Mel.
We call her Mel.
Yeah, we call her Mel for short.
Yeah, she's cool.
So she's really, really cool. I think that's everybody back here, right?
Awesome.
Or Patrick. He does ABQ Connect. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. ABQ Connect with Patrick Benson.
Awesome.
Yes. So there you go.
Cool. Thank you.
Are you looking forward
to your first day?
I am. Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have to actually go do real work, but we steal you away. So
this has been fun.
We're apologizing ahead of time for the pranks that we will in fact do, because that's part of the initiation of being the front desk receptionist. Just know that we didn't warn all of the other receptionists. You're already one step ahead of everybody.
That's true.
Oh, thank you.
The last girl quit because I was mean to her.
Yeah. So
that's what it said in the paper I got on.
She who will
email.
Not be named.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So
it's
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
She said she was going to school, but in reality, I got an email and it was like, hey, just so you know, you jerk.
Okay, 3 minutes ago, I told you everybody's names. What is his name? Jeff, the producer.
Jeff.
Jeff. Okay. That guy
Neil.
Out there. Neil. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
The girl that does middays. What's
Mel.
Her name? Mel. Yes.
Yay.
Melanie. You did it. Good job.
You're going to fit in.
You are going to be great.
Thank you
so much. Okay, you can go.
All right. Bye, Aaron.
We'll kick you out now. We'll kick
you
out. Thank you. Welcome to the crew. That's good. All right.
Bye.
No problems. There we go. We are awful.
Why would you do that?
We are evil.
Doug, turn your radio.
People.
She can't hear this, can she?
Yeah.
Can she hear this?
Jeff.
Turn it down.
Just go by Jeff, okay? When
Jeff.
She addresses you as Jeff, you accept it.
Accept it now, Jeff.
Accept it now, Jeff. Your new name is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
For the rest of your life. Don't you blow this joke for us.
Doug, I still know your name.
Neil.
Don't tell him.
Neil, our boss, DJ Bossman Dan Neil.
Mitch, Mel.
Mel.
Mel Mitch.
Well, we had to make it close. And Patrick Benson.
Patrick Benson.
Oh, this is great.
Former tennis pro. Patrick Benson now spends his days working radio.
Hey, I just realized why we don't make much money.
Oh, yeah. We lie to people all the time.
We don't have real professions.
That's true.
Hey, speaking of number one. The list of college degrees not to waste your time on, human services.
What does that mean?
Yeah, this category includes counselors, community outreach workers, mental health workers, you know, some of the most important people on the planet who care for your well-being, your health, your mental state. Gosh! Obviously, it's a labor of love because this field doesn't carry a financial payoff. Median pay is about 30 grand. Counselors actually probably need counseling themselves to get by.
You know what my mental state is?
Salary. What?
Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee.
What is that?
It's a combination of Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's my mental state.
Okay.
I've got the laid-back charm of Mississippi, but mm-hmm. also the obesity problems of Alabama and the crime rate of Tennessee.
That's good.
Pretty phenomenal.
We're going to have to go apologize to our new front desk receptionist.
I'm not apologizing to her.
We just delivered lines to her and we lied about
She's
all of their
She's an actress.
Names.
She gets it.
Funny or mean, you decide. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Thank you. We will not have to... Thankfully, we won't reap the repercussions?
What repercussions.
Am I yes.
Restitutions.
We won't have to reap those yet. Because we're leaving.
We are leaving.
Coming up next, Middays with Mel. If you missed any part of the morning show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Get there, check it out for all of that.
Shoot our boy Neil an email.
Yes. studio@mystaticradio.com. Coming up, Middays with Mel.
Yep.
It's good stuff, man.
Jeff, you going to have a good day?
We did good things.
Yeah, you
Producer
are.
Producer Jeff, thank you so much for all you do. It's been a great show. We couldn't have done it without you. Until next time. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.